Well, on Sunday, it's the Empower League One playoff final as Brentford, who of course missed out on automatic promotion by the skin of their teeth, and they're taking on Yeovil, impressive throughout the whole season in that gripping race for promotion in League One. And I'm joined by the Bet Butler, Nigel Seeley, from the official betting partner of the Football League, betbutler.co.uk. Nigel, I mean, this one's a difficult one to call because Brentford and Yeovil, two teams that you haven't, you know, you wouldn't have been backing against them much during the season.
No, they were my two fancies for the League One. Doncaster and Bournemouth pipped them to automatic promotion, but they were the two teams I fancied all the way through. Yeovil at big prices and Brentford at not so big prices. It's a contrast in two massive footballing styles. It's a huge contrast. Brentford, very much footballing side, very very technically very good, very speedy, very pacey, young, enthusiastic, very, you know, they've got individual match winners, all like Trotter, for guy on Fulham's a quality player, against a Yeovil who are a proper football team. Gary Johnson has built a team unit. They make it very hard to beat. They've got the goal scorer in Madden. Defensively, they're strong. They've got a 6'6" guy at the back. Everything is long ball. And you know what? I think the strength and the brute of Yeovil may just get the edge here. Brentford are the favourites, and I think that will be purely and simply because there's a lot more people see them as more of the fashionable side than the Yeovil team. You know, Brentford will be the bookies' favourites here. I don't think Brentford would like to be the favourites in this game. I don't think they'll handle that position very well. I think they would like to be the underdogs and go there, but they are the favourites on this occasion. They'll have a huge fan base compared to Yeovil. I mean, absolutely massive. I mean, it would be probably 3-1, I would have thought. But Yeovil only have a 7,000 capacity, but they played Brentford twice already this season and they absolutely annihilated them on both occasions. They beat them 3-0 at home at Yeovil, then they went to Griffin Park and won 3-1. Now, not many teams this season have gone to Griffin Park and won. Only three teams have won down there. So I'm all over the Yeovil here. I think this is a real, real difficult game to call. 2 points only separate the two of them, but I think if I was pricing up, I would make it a pick'em game, so I would say it's even money, takes your pick. Bookies are making Brentford odds on, Yeovil are odds against. I've got to go the odds against Yeovil. They played twice before, they won the two games. The one thing I would say is I think this will be a long one. I think this could go all the way to extra time and penalties, and we've seen how Brentford got through on a penalty shootout, but prior to that they didn't have so much luck on the penalties. So it's all about nerve, and I think Yeovil may be able to handle the pressure slightly more than Brentford. So I'm going for Yeovil, but I think it's going to be a very, very long afternoon. I wouldn't back Yeovil in 90 minutes, but I'd certainly back Yeovil to win, to be playing in Championship football next season. So that's where I would play it. And if you're going to have a bet on it, make sure you know the difference between backing them in 90 minutes. That doesn't include, obviously, extra time penalties if your team goes forward. So there's two different bets here. 90 minutes or to win the playoff, and I'm backing Yeovil to win the playoff.